It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Bongo Java on this Friday, so get your nose typically to the right when you go in the main entrance. We're the other way, to the left. Brad's with us out in Vegas. Brad Powers, hashtag AskBP if you have any questions there. Brad, what keeps you busy? Super Bowl, college basketball, both?
Yeah, a little bit of both. Probably more on the college hoop side, just because, you know, I'm not a big Super Bowl props guy like everyone else is. If you don't attack the numbers within the first couple hours of them being released, you lose a lot of value. Obviously, I'll look at a few and pick and choose where I perceive there to be value. But you know, there's a lot of guys here that you know bet for a living that are betting 60 to 80 Super Bowl prop plays out of 400+, and they're just picking off disparities in the numbers. I'm a guy that probably plays 8 to 10, and just to, you know, particularly how I think that the game is going to get played out. And when you got 50-plus games on a Thursday night in college hoops and 100-plus games coming up here tomorrow on Saturday, that's where I put my time in. And first and foremost, you know me, Bill. I'm a college guy first, whether it be football or the hardwood. I'm always college before the professional leagues.
60 to 80 prop bets, is that frivolous? I mean, do they know what they're doing?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they bet for a living. So,
right.
I mean, what they're doing is, you know, one book might have LeGarrette Blount. I'll use this as an example. One book opened LeGarrette Blount's rushing yards at like 48 or 50 yards. You know, another book had his rushing total at like 25. So they're looking for middles. And there's a lot of times, I mean, you can make both bets at different books, and no matter what happened on that particular prop play, you're going to come out with a profit. So a lot of those are involved in it. But, yeah, they do it. And keep in mind, here in Vegas, you're not betting novelty props on, you know, how long the national anthem is going to be. It's anything that you can find in a particular box score, whether it be, you know, an individual player stat, you know, an individual team stats. Those are the only props you can bet here in Vegas.
Give everybody random examples of prop bet opportunities.
Well, I think one that I'm going to take advantage of, you look at the first half, the totals being priced at 24. Overall, the overall total on the game is right around 48. So a lot of the books have just priced it out, you know, divide by two, 48 divided by two, first half, second half, 24. To me, that's just not necessarily, I don't think, reasonable. You look at the last 15 Super Bowls, average total score in the first half, you know, about 19.5 points per game in the Super Bowls involving the Patriots. Second half, about 27 points per game. So, you know, the expectation is a lot of the Super Bowl with the high pressure and the expectations, a little bit of a conservative game plan. I know it's out there that, you know, the Patriots haven't scored a single point in the first quarter of any of their seven Super Bowls. But the flip side, I mean, they've only given up a total of 15 points in those seven Super Bowls. So first half under, is a good one for me as far as what I'm looking at. I also look for the second half to outscore the first half. I think you can get that at like minus 130. And just generally speaking, you know, the difference between, you know, the pros and the Joes when it comes to Super Bowl prop betting, the Joes, the regular casual bettors are betting yes, and they're betting over, and they're betting a little to win a lot. Where the sharp guys that do this for a living are betting no, they're betting under, and they're not afraid to bet a lot to win a little. Example, like for instance, you know, will there be a safety? Pros are going to bet absolutely not. There's not going to be a safety in the Super Bowl. They're not afraid to lay, you know, $800 to win $100. Where on the flip side, you got the, you know, casual joke guys. Well, I saw a safety in the Super Bowl a couple years straight, and it was one of the first plays of the Super Bowl 3-4 years ago. You know, boy, that looks kind of nice. You mean to tell me I can bet $100 and win, you know, $800? And that's the major difference in Super Bowl prop betting.
Give me some of the crazy prop bets that you won't do, though, but just silly stuff that maybe the fans would like to hear about.
Well, I mean, I think there's actual probably some value to this one. I mean, as far as the halftime show goes, it makes a lot of sense. And a guy that does a good job here in Vegas as far as novelty prop betting, he hosts a show on VSiN, which is, you know, on Sirius XM. And at least the way he laid out the handicap made a lot of sense. And what it is obviously Super Bowl is being played in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Justin Timberlake's performing the halftime performance. And Prince recently died here in the past year, and he's from the Minneapolis and was a big part of that community. And Justin Timberlake fully being able to perform at least one of his songs, 2-1 is what you can find in the offshore markets, and I think the chances of Justin Timberlake playing and performing a Prince song are a lot greater than, as far as the odds, than 2-1. So that would net you, you know, $100 bet would win you $200. So you get your $100 back plus $200 extra. That's a novelty prop bet to me that makes a lot of sense.
Jason, who's the big Hawkeye fan, says, "Is there a prop bet for or the over and under on Nielsen TV ratings? Can you get a bet
there
on the
is.
What
you
the
know,
ratings?"
I haven't looked at that, and again, that's a lot of that's offshore. I don't.
Right.
I shop around to what I can bet here with my cold hard cash here in Vegas, but that absolutely is one. And my guess, they've got to have it lower than past years, just because the TV ratings in the last couple of years have fallen, even though the overall Super Bowl. And it's got to be a tight game. Now, the last seven times the Patriots have been in the Super Bowl, you've had tight games. But, man, I think we're due for maybe an outlier and maybe not such a close Super Bowl. And if that's the case, then, in my opinion, the Super Bowl ratings are going to drop. And then, obviously, the ratings have dropped on a game-by-game basis throughout the course of the year anyway. If you're comparing year over year.
Now, being out there, you have the ability during college football regular season or NFL or Super Bowl to bet during the game, meaning play after play if you choose. Is that something that would be wise if you had that ability during the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, it's very more common than at any other time in any other game. A lot, most times in games, you can bet second half lines. You know, it's the rare instance where you can bet, you know, after individual plays and possessions, the big games, that you can actually do that in Vegas. One of the first times ever where that really became popular was last year's Super Bowl. Notorious for, you know, after the Patriots got down 28-3, if you would have bet the Patriots at that point to win the game, you could have got like 15-1, meaning you bet $100, you win $1,500. So that was a popular play that obviously cashed for a lot of people. And one of the main reasons why the handle is expected to continue to set records year after year is the popularity of in-game live betting, which a lot of people, at least here in the state of Nevada, you can do it. You can sign up for your app. It doesn't work in any other state. It has that geographical locator, something a lot more complicated than you and I could discuss. But, yeah, anytime you're in the state of Nevada, you can, you know, bet just using your phone as long as you got funds in that account. You can bet right along live. You can bet before the game. And I expect that to be even more popular this year, whether you're at the big Super Bowl parties or you're just sitting in your friendly confines of your living room. You can bet in-game live here, and I think there's a lot of value to that, especially if you look at game. I think here's where I think there's opportunity. Say you're betting the game, you want a better price than side or total in the game. Watch a couple possessions. Get a feel for it. You know, if the moment's going to be too big for Nick Foles for Philadelphia, or maybe these two teams, you think they're going to come out conservative like they have, at least with New England in each of the previous seven Super Bowls, maybe that's not the case this year and you can take advantage of it. I always think in-game live betting is the wave of the future, and it's where the value is going to be at before that comes super popular.
I saw you tweet here in the last 24 hours, Michigan State at Washington 40-1. Is that a recent one, or have we talked about those already?
You know what? I don't think we have too much. I think maybe I discussed Oklahoma. That's another one
right.
That I made. I've only made three or four. And, you know, reason being, you know, Michigan State I made immediately. That was before everything that happened here in the last two, 3 weeks. So, you know, if I had to take it back, maybe I would. But I still think there's decent value. I mean, you look at the returning production, they're going to be the most experienced team in the country coming back. They've been up there in the past before as far as winning 10, 11 games. They've been in the playoffs. Don't need them to necessarily win the national championship to cash that ticket. As long as they make the Big Ten championship game, I can start to make money off that ticket. And I know they're in the same division as Ohio State and Michigan. They host both of those teams this year. And keep in mind, in the last 7 years against the Buckeyes, they're 3-4. And two of their losses by a single point, so it's not like Ohio State's been that much better than them. And obviously in the last 10 years, they've owned the Michigan rivalry, going 8-2 against the Wolverines. So that was my expectation. Very experienced team off 10 wins, overachieved this past year. Probably were a year ahead of schedule. This was the year that they were pointing to. As far as Washington, I think that's my favorite bet right now that I made as far as college football goes. I know they're going to be an underdog in the first game in Atlanta against Auburn, but outside of that one, they're going to be favored in each of their last 11 games. I think the Pac-12 is going to be down this year, particularly the South Division with USC and UCLA a little bit in rebuild mode there. They get the all-important game against Stanford in Pac-12 North Division play at home. I think the Huskies favor in 11 of their 12 games, and especially if they happen to pull an upset in the opener against Auburn, they won't be 40-1 after one game. They'll probably be likely down to 15-1 or 20-1. So looking to take advantage of the Huskies there, 40-1 to win the national title.
When we come back, I want to ask you about just a couple teams here in the South in college basketball and how they're doing against the spread, because Tennessee is – I would say quite a bit better than most everybody predicted. Rick Barnes is having a good year there, and they're going to get in the tournament. Bruce Pearl's got a really good team at Auburn, too. Those are just two. So I want to ask Brad about that, what kind of value there has been there, and has Vegas adjusted to this if there is indeed value, and then we'll go from there the rest of the hour. Brad Powers with us out in Vegas. We'll let you know how you can get his service as well. Brad, go ahead and tell him.
Yeah, BradPowerSports.com, dead top of the page. Click on the Bill King tab. You can download every single past issue of my newsletter from this past season. We're already starting to take a look at 2018. If you need a one-stop shop for schedules for almost every single college football team, it's available right now there for free. Now, if you want to take advantage of the lowest price you'll see all year, you can get not only the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday, my forecast on that game that has you covered in all the different ways, but also the entire season for 2018, whether it be college football, NFL, game write-ups for every single game played, top picks of the week, number one most accurate newsletter in the last 3 years running combined in college football and the NFL. $49 for a weekly issue, monthly during the offseason, weekly during the season. BradPowerSports.com, Bill King tab, top of the page.
We are coming right back from Bongo Java at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. As we keep watching on traffic, there's just been a wreck with injuries at Herman Street at 28th, tying up that intersection. It's also backed up there in Hermitage due to a crash at OHB, O'Hickory Boulevard, there at Post Oak Drive. Also clearing a crash up 2900 block of Nolansville Pike. Still very heavy here, 40 westbound at Spence Lane and Fessler's. ICU Security, check them out at ICUSecurityInc.com. It's a neat website. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company. Got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 4ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.4ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 4ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat made-to-order food that's hot and meaty like a meal. You want Penn Station East Coast subs. This is the food you daydream about. Grilled steak and onions covered in melty cheese with baked bready goodness and fresh-cut fries. See it with your mind's eye and smell it with your mind's nose. It's what dinner and lunch were meant to be. Answer your craving with something truly mind-blowingly delicious. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
This is the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
Mark D'Antonio is a liar. You know why I know this? His words.
We've never done anything. This is the first time this ever happened.
First time that the media knew about it because it wasn't out there. Until now. I hope they don't let up. I hope they get the real truth out of all these things. But to me, there's no excuse for Mark D'Antonio just absolutely lying.
Weekdays starting at 4 from Nashville's Sports Radio. WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
Nashville weather.
Here's a look at your Skywatch weather forecast for today. Sunny and cold. High today in the lower 30s. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the lower 20s. Tomorrow, it's going to be cloudy. High tomorrow in the mid 40s. And tomorrow night, rain likely. Low tomorrow night in the mid 30s. And after the rain moves out on Sunday, mostly sunny skies. It's expected on Monday to start off the week. I'm Commander Chuck with your Skywatch weather.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Bongo Java inside the Omni Nashville Hotel. That's where we are located. Brad's with us out in Vegas. Brad Powers, BradPowersports.com. Follow him on Twitter. So Auburn and Tennessee, the seasons they are having in basketball, has there been against the spread value to date?
Oh, absolutely. Specifically with Auburn, who's been, you know, one of the better ATS teams in the country. They're 15-5 against the number, which is
nice.
Very good. And do you ask me, have the markets caught up with them? No, they have not yet. In fact, in their last nine games, they're 8-1 against the number, only loss being, you know, in the rivalry game at Alabama, one of their only straight-up losses on the season. So, you know, just the other night, they're laying 5 on the road to Mississippi. They win that game by 9, so that's an easy cover for them. They crush LSU. That was an easy cover, even though they're favored by double digits. And, you know, Tennessee, another team that's been profitable against the spread, 12-7 against the number so far this season. And, you know, has the market caught up with the Volunteers? No, it hasn't. They've also covered their last couple of games in their four-game winning streak. They're 3-1 against the number. And, you know, what are both teams doing well? Well, number one, I think the value on Tennessee is that they played one of the toughest strength of schedules in the entire country. I think it's top five rated by KenPom, so that helps them out in the marketplace, obviously having a top 10 defense also. And, you know, Auburn's just been efficient on both sides of the floor, top 25 in both offense and defense. Haven't played as tough a schedule as Tennessee, but obviously even with all the FBI allegations that were going on, boy, Bruce Pearl's done a heck of a job there, them sitting at 20-2. And, you know, those two schools right there, they often get overlooked in the marketplace because, you know, the SEC, as far as basketball, Kentucky first and foremost, gets a lot of the publicity. I would say Florida probably second. And, you know, those two teams not only overlooked coming in this season, but obviously getting a little overlooked in the marketplace during the course of the season. So, yeah, no, the markets have not caught up, and we'll see moving forward as everyone transitions. This is obviously the final week where everyone's all in on football. After this week here, that's where I start seeing the public really getting involved in college hoops for the two-month period in February and March.
What about Kentucky with the West Virginia game? They're down double digits. They're down double digits to Vanderbilt at home and got a lucky call on an and-one to send it into overtime and then win. Has it been better to bet against them?
It has been better to bet against the Wildcats. And, you know, you can't really – I thought there was value on them because they had that tough couple-of-game stretch where they had lost three out of four games. They're 7-10 against the number. Now, I thought after everyone threw them in the trash where they had that bad stretch there, there was value to me on them in their home game against Mississippi State where they pulled away in that one. And then, you know, I thought there was value on them when they were a double-digit underdog against West Virginia. Now, I looked dead in the water, and it was one of my premium picks.
They were 17 down.
Yeah, 17 points down, and I didn't look too good and was getting nasty tweets thrown at me then. But, I mean, they win the game outright. So what happened was nationally televised game, name brand Blue Blood School in Kentucky, you know, covers the spread by 17 points, wins outright, automatically gets overvalued in the marketplace coming back against Vanderbilt. And the markets, the sharp money was against them in the Vanderbilt game where that line dropped like a couple of points and they should have lost the game outright. It all, to me, I can't trust Kentucky. I'm not going to say, hey, you got to fade them, because I also think it's a young team that's probably going to excel and have their best month in the month of March. But I'm also not going to say, you know, buy them just because I think there's some price inflation from that big win against West Virginia last Saturday night.
What was the number going into the Vanderbilt game?
Nine and a half was.
Now it that was stealing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it hasn't been stealing with Vanderbilt. Now, recently they've covered three straight games. But keep in mind, Vanderbilt was the worst team in the country to start the season. I believe they started off the season like 1-14 against the spread.
So if you're fading Vandy, man, you'd have made a fortune.
Hey, you would have. You wouldn't have in the last 2 weeks. So I will say, what has the market caught up? They caught up on Vanderbilt because the Commodores have actually covered their last four games.
Now here's another one. West Virginia is beating Kentucky by 17, and they look good, man. I mean, they are – next thing you know, in the second half, they're losing – and then they just got beat soundly by Iowa State, right?
They did. Lost by 16 on the road. They were a 9-point road favorite. And that now is, you know, after they had their longest winning streak, I think, since Jerry West was playing basketball for them. I think in like his sophomore or junior season there in Morgantown.
Wow.
They won, 14 in a row. They have now lost five of their last six games, both against the spread and straight up. And, you know, the Iowa State game was very alarming because Iowa State was playing without their point guard. And, I mean, what do you want when you're going up against Press Virginia? You can ill afford to not have your point guard, and still Iowa State crushed them. Not a good look at all. Not only the second half of the Kentucky game, the Iowa State game, game. But, you know, the six-game sample size here has not been good for West Virginia at all, and that's a team that, you know, the market hasn't been fading, but there's probably significant value to play against them here.
Huggy, man. That is quite a turnaround, because in that Kentucky game, I was ready to put them in the Final Four. Obviously, I wasn't. What I was seeing was a big lie, but I thought they looked terrific there for a little bit. Wow.
Well, I mean, and that's what the press makes you look like. I mean, at one point, I mean, if the team's not handling it, I mean, you can get out to a 20-point lead, and then if the team calms down like Kentucky did and doesn't turn the ball over like they did in the first half, then and you can beat the press, you can look really good. And, you know, I'll tip also the cap in a very intense atmosphere there in Morgantown. I mean, I think Kentucky was 18 out of 18 from the free throw line in the second half. I mean, that was some really good stuff from a lot of freshmen there. You know, West Virginia is in a conference where you just don't you'd expect that, hey, maybe they can get a breather here. But if they don't snap out of it, they're going to go from a team that was ranked obviously number two in the country at one point to, I mean, I'm not going to say terminate bubble, but they can play themselves down to an 8 or 9 seed if they don't snap out of it.
Another one that looks like they're falling off the flat earth is LSU right now. Has there been value going against them?
You know, I wish there was more. I think last week on a Monday, I had one of my top plays of the week going against them against Texas A&M. They were able to win that game, but generally speaking, it has not been a good look for the LSU Tigers. Obviously, the other night dropping by 20 points against Tennessee. They failed to cover the spread in that one. They've been a little uneven overall in the season. They're about 500 against the spread. They're 8-8-2. Now, it's just the last couple of games have been a very bad look that where they've lost by 20-plus. In fact, five of the last six have been very bad. So, of course, you know, I'm going to say the one time I really go against them when they hosted Texas A&M has pretty much been the only good look they've had in the last 3 weeks.
Brad Powers with us, Brad Powers Sports. We'll spend another segment with him and then let him get to his Vegas weekend. Let's get the bottom of the hour break. Bill King, Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. Several wrecks out here with injuries. Fire EMS on the scene of this wreck at Antioch Pike at Space Park South. Also, Hermitage Street there at 28th is tied up due to a crash. And with injuries in Hermitage here at OHB, O'Hickory Boulevard, here at Post Oak Drive. Still a lot of traffic here on 40 West trying to get past Fessler's. Hey, if you're looking for the best bargains, look no more. Check out GimmeA5.com. They're in Clarksville, Lebanon, Dixon, Madison. That's GimmeA5.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
When was the last time you did something fun with family and friends, even coworkers? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers entertainment for all ages? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment, with 5 centers in Middle Tennessee, is just the place. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers offers bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are great for birthday and corporate parties, fundraising events, and all types of group activities and reunions. Visit them online at strikeandsparebowling.com. Also on Facebook and Twitter, or see him in Hendersonville, Hermitage, Donaldson Plaza, Murfreesboro, and the Tusculum area. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville and Hermitage, including bumper cars, Time Freak, and a laser maze. Hendersonville also has laser tag, roller skating, and an indoor bungee trampoline. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. There's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
When it comes to professional banking in Nashville, there's a new benchmark, Landmark Bank. Landmark Bank is now open on Music Row and is professionally managed by local financial experts John Morrissey and Robin Henderson. When you're ready to see banking differently, call John or Robin at 651-7280. That's 651-7280. Or learn more online at landmarkbanktn.com. Music Row's new landmark, Landmark Bank. Professional and personal banking for sports, entertainers, and entrepreneurs. See banking differently.
Hey, what you reading?
The Ledger. There's a great Titans column by David Clymer.
So it's a sports publication?
Not just sports. Here's a great cover story on why Middle Tennessee's real estate market is so hot. The Ledger has stories written by some of Nashville's best, most experienced journalists. There's information on the Mid-State's fast-growing restaurant scene, profiles of community leaders, and data that helps generate leads for my business.
And sports.
Including UT coverage from Knoxville.
Is it expensive?
It's free. It's available at hundreds of locations and at tnledger.com. It's The Ledger. Pick one. one up today.
Hey, this is Greg Pogue inviting you to join me Sunday mornings at 9 right here on 560 AM on 95.9 FM for the Tennessee State University Basketball Coaches Show presented by Franklin American Mortgage featuring Tigers coach Dana Ford and Lady Tigers coach Jessica Kern. Keep up with the Tigers and Lady Tigers throughout the season on the TSU Basketball Coaches Show, also brought to you by the Tennessee Lottery, Pepsi, the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, Nissan, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, and McDonald's. That's the TSU Basketball Coaches Show presented by Franklin American Mortgage every Sunday morning at 9.
He spends more time staring at depth charts than any man in any universe ever. It's Bill King.
That Bongo Java looks like I'm sponsored by Dickel now, if you're watching this. Got three big, beautiful bottles here. I've never drank this, but I appreciate them. Brad Powers with us out in Vegas. Brad, I'm just, the way you work, the hours you put in out there in Vegas, crunching numbers, gambling and all that, I'm guessing you don't drink at all, do you?
No, not that much at all. You just... You can't.
Want to
stay on top of your game, you just can't. I know some guys do it, but I know even Billy Wilder is the most successful gambler in history. You come out here, you have a little fun, and I'm not going to say I didn't my first year here, but we're moving in on year two, and there's a point where, I mean, it comes, I mean, you want to have fun or do you want to make money? And to me, I want to make money. So I don't, everyone's like, well, can I meet you at the strip? Can I meet you at the strip? Whenever it's any customers or anyone wants to meet me, I don't go to the strip. Maybe five times a year is the only time I go to the strip specifically to go down there and have a good time. It just doesn't happen on a weekly basis for me. It's kind of a once every couple months type of thing.
Yeah, I can imagine. People come to Vegas and they listen to you, they know your work, they follow you on Twitter, so they hit you up. If you met everybody on the strip that wanted to meet you on the strip, you'd need to go to AA, probably.
Yeah, my liver wouldn't like me. I could tell you that. I wouldn't be talking to you this morning, and obviously, I do so many shows, East Coast based, so it's not like I'm out on the strip too much when I got a 6 a.m. wake up call to do the Bill King show each and every Friday, so it's just not feasible on so many different levels. And I don't go, the closest I go down the strip a lot of times is just the Westgate, but a lot of the places that I prefer to bet at are not on the strip. South Point's way south of it. A lot of the local shops where I can get the best value numbers and just fade a lot of the local Joe Public bettors, I don't have to go too far from my house and don't have to get and stay out of trouble that way.
Give everybody a little nibble for the weekend. Maybe basketball, maybe a little Super Bowl again.
Yeah, we'll start off with the hoops. One of the bigger games tomorrow, I'm going to continue to fade Oklahoma. He's 2-6 against the number since this Trae Young phenomenon really came to fruition here. They're on the road at Texas, an elite team on the defensive side of the ball. I think they can really get up in Trae Young's face and with that press and really make him work for it. I like Texas. No line out yet, but it'll be around pick 'em. I think with Oklahoma struggles, there's an opportunity that Texas might be a very slight favorite. And by that, I mean maybe by 1 point. But I look for the Longhorns to win that game comfortably tomorrow in the big Red River rivalry shootout there. As far as Super Bowl 52, I can tell you the biggest bet I made so far is New England on the money line. Betting at minus 175, and I put that ticket out there on Twitter, and the thinking behind that is obviously New England Super Bowls have been very close, but more often than not, they win them. And I just can't talk myself into betting a Philadelphia team with a second-year head coach and a backup quarterback against the greatest head coach and the greatest quarterback we've seen in the NFL. So I do lean New England on the money line, lean New England minus the points, lean with the under, but prefer betting the first half under 24 than the full game. That's pretty much where I'm at in the Super Bowl. I have a few more props. I'll tweet them out to anyone that follows me on Twitter at BradPower7.
Brad, have a good weekend, brother.
Right back at you, Brother Bill. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Enjoy your college hoops action this weekend.
There you go. Brad Powers, always giving you information. Now, how you discern that, how you go about using it is up to you, but does a great job. As you can tell, we're brought to you by Dickel, even though we're not really, but three big bottles. We've grown the resume here because last week it was just, or 1 month ago, a couple of weeks ago, yeah, because third week we were at Southern. Southern's going to have to step up their game here. Three bottles of Dickel. Now, what are these? This is number 8. See, if Cosby, if you're listening, you can call in because I got to ask you. So there's the George Dickel Classic number 8. There's the George Dickel Rye. I don't know if I like that. I'm just guessing. And then there's the, now this is the one, number 12. He's always promoting number 12. That's the one that he likes. So the one on the left, am I seeing this correctly? Is the one on the left a little bit lighter? Not really. Maybe it's the sunlight reflection here at Bongo Java. Yeah, we got bottles of Dickel everywhere. Now, if we break one of them, we're going to have to get a job here. I'll have to work at Bongo Java through the weekend to pay for these bottles of Dickel. And the seal has not been broken on any of them. Perfect. Yep. I told her that we would return each bottle exactly the way she brought them to us with the seal intact. There will be no imbibing on the show this morning. I don't know that I've ever done that. Ever. I'm sure I haven't. Maybe, we used to do some remotes like on Friday afternoons, maybe. I don't think so, though. It's not a good look. Just having the bottle there is okay, but it's actually boozing it probably would be a bad look, right? You would think less of me out there in the audience if we went down that road on the show. We already have enough mortal sinning that goes down on this show anyways. So, here is the deal. We have spent a lot of time this week on various topics, probably too much time on the transfer rule, but I caught a buzz on that. So we probably went a little bit too far with that. We don't even know if that proposal is going to be the way that the law of the land looks. It's probably going to look something like that. We've spent quite a bit of time on the Michigan State story. I'll tell you what, if you're on Twitter this morning, there is a video, and I don't know, Ty or Charlie, if you've seen it, but they're in court this morning, and Larry Nassar's there, and one of the parents, the dad, is speaking to the judge, I guess getting a chance to speak. And he asked the judge, and you can see it, the video's everywhere, it's viral. It might be the number one thing on Twitter right now, if he can have 5 minutes alone with Nassar. And obviously, that request is denied. Guy takes off for Nassar in the courtroom. Gets tackled by about 3 or 4 security people, cops in there, and then they handcuff him and get him out of there. But it's quite a dramatic scene. It's everywhere. I mean, I'm sitting here on air, and every time I click, there's another repeat of that video. Have you seen it already this morning? I'm telling you, it is everywhere. And frankly, I haven't had anybody say that they don't blame that guy one bit. Yeah, there it is right there. You can see it. But yeah, you just pull up Nassar and you'll see it. But wow, this guy wants to get his hands on this monster and kill him. He didn't get there all the way, but boy, it's quite a dramatic video. I'm sure that video will be one of the most viral we will see. And again, you don't blame the guy for his anger. I don't know of anybody that would. Now, again, they're not going to let him have. Look, the things that happened to Larry Nassar, the things that will occur to him in jail, I'm not going to say it's payback because what he's done to all those females is beyond comprehensible, right? It's monstrous. It's awful. But he's going to get payback in jail. Because in that environment in jail, what he is guilty and jailed for is considered the lowest of the low. Right? The murderers and killers and everybody in jail, felons left and right, look at him like he's the lowest of the low. They judge him as filth, and they will treat him that way. So this guy will wish he got the death penalty. Do we have the death penalty anywhere anymore? There's still a couple of states. Does Arkansas have it right now? Ty or not? I don't. Death penalty is a state-by-state law, right? Any of you lawyers out there, do we have the – well, not many states have it anymore, though, correct? You hear occasionally about somebody, but it usually – doesn't it usually take about 20 years anyways to work that through the court system, or do you get stays and things of that nature? I don't know. Have we had one in – I still think we have the ability to do it in Tennessee, but it doesn't happen very often. As far as I can remember, some of you legal geeks who are a lot smarter than me can update me on that one. Ty just brought it up to me. The following states, death row inmates with an execution warrant. Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Kentucky, South Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia. So it's electrocution there. It's gas inhalation in Arizona and California. Firing squad in Utah? Hanging in Washington. They don't still do that, though. That I know of. Isn't most of it lethal injection? I don't think anybody's got a gas chamber anymore or anything like that, right? I think it's mainly lethal injection. But I don't remember the last one here. There might have been one in the last year here in this state. Obviously, here in the South, which is way more conservative, you're going to have more of the death penalty option than you would in California and New York, for sure. For sure. All right. One more break here on this Friday edition. Bongo Java, Big Joe, Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. It looks like there's a crash there in Metro Center at Rosa Parks at Vantage Way. Other wrecks out here include 500 block of Harding Place, clearing up that earlier wreck in the 1000 block of Murfreesboro Pike. Still a wreck there for the east near M Hill Pike. It's over to the side. Still a lot of traffic out here trying to get in from the airport there and down I-40 westbound headed towards downtown. Hey, Half Price Foods has two locations, Lebanon and Dixon. Stop by one of them this weekend. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-709-2413 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-709-2413. Again, that's 800-709-2413.
For more than 30 years, Hubcap Heaven and Wheels has been committed to serving the needs of their customers by providing quality used wheels, wheel covers, and center caps for cars and trucks at a fraction of the cost of new parts. They also straighten and refinish aluminum alloy wheels. Hubcap Heaven and Wheels serves automotive dealers, tire stores, body shops, rental car companies, fleet vehicles, and the retail pub. Stop by Hubcap Heaven and Wheels at 396 Murfreesboro Road and say hello to owners Carol and Jim Jones. Just give them a call at 615-254-6636. Or you can visit them online at yourwheelstore.com.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show.
Oh, my goodness. This is going to be some radio gold here.
This is...
I can't stop the impression. I can't stop doing it.
I'm working on my Joe Dubin impression.
Good luck with that one, because nobody likes him. Bye, Kenny. I see it. Lipscomb tonight. Tell Mr. Plaster we're getting some pizza.
That is so funny. Kenny, I love you.
I think the world of you.
It's
Kenny.
The Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show on WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
Nashville weather. Here's a look at your Skywatch weather forecast for today. Sunny and cold. High today in the lower 30s. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the lower 20s. Tomorrow, it's going to be cloudy. High tomorrow in the mid 40s. And tomorrow night, rain likely. Low tomorrow night in the mid 30s. And after the rain moves out on Sunday, mostly sunny skies. It's expected on Monday to start off the week. I'm Commander Chuck with your Skywatch weather.
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
Mongo Jama. At the Omni Nashville Hotel, we are typically at... Kitchen Notes, but the other side of the building, this place is nice. Now, Charlie and Greg, they have shows here on Saturday. They're here every Saturday of the year. I have not done the show in here before. This place is nice and nice environment. Get you a nice cup of coffee with all the fixings in there. I'm more of a straight-laced guy. You guys are going to have to show me just how do I get regular coffee in here. But this place is wonderful. And we appreciate it. It's also really chilly outside, so a lot of people coming in here to get a nice cup and also warm up a bit. I was just talking about Hugh Freeze again. Hugh Freeze has probably gotten more publicity on this show in the last week or two than he got when he was beating Alabama back-to-back years at Ole Miss. So Hugh Freeze hits me up on Twitter last Friday, literally 7 days from right now, and says, I understand, Bill, you're mad at me or you don't trust anything I say. So he says, I've got time today if you'd like to get to know me better, which I thought was kind of creepy. I'm not going to call the guy and hang out with him. I don't really, not really into that. So all I said to him was, hey, Hugh, why don't you come on the show? And he said, I don't think I can do that because if I do that, I'm going to upset some people. I'm going to hurt some people's feelings, which my reply was no, because I'm not going to ambush you. If you have some concerns there, let me know. I will not ambush you. We will have you on here, and all we want is for you to come on the air and give your testimony and talk all you want to talk. That's all I care about. I have really not heard from him since. The Hugh appears to be fading. I don't know if the preacher got to him. I don't know if the wife said probably shouldn't do that, which I look very sensitive to the wife, what she's been through. Or I don't know if Nikki said don't do it because you're about to be working here in Alabama. We got a one-voice rule. I don't know. I guess I've kind of been pessimistic about getting him on. I thought maybe there was a chance we could do it, but no. Rejection City from Hugh. Although he's not said that, but the silence is deafening, right? The silence speaks more volumes than words when it comes to Hugh. So that's where we're at. Probably not going to get him. Anyways. What are your plans this weekend? Because I would assume all of you will have Super Bowl parties you're going to. You know me. I'm not into it. I don't care anything about the game. I'll know what happened, but I won't be monitoring it play by play. I won't be doing any of that. I'm just not into it. I'm a Saturday guy. I don't care much about the Super Bowl or the NFL, even though the 30 for 30 last night was very, very good with the two Bills. I will admit that brought me in there. But Super Bowl parties, all that kind of stuff, I can't even fake it. I'd rather watch, and I'll tell you this, the Puppy Bowl, you know, that's on, Animal Planet and all that before it, that's pretty interesting. Just keep that on the TV, walk by with a natty light or something. I'm sure my kids. Now, the Super Bowl will be on every TV in our house, so I won't be able to escape it. I just won't concentrate on it. I'll just walk by and glance, probably check the picture. I noted last year that Atlanta was up big. I noted last year that New England was coming back. All of that. But down after down, play after play, not a chance. And I don't think I've ever been to a Super Bowl party. I don't. I don't think I have. And I won't be going either. People know not to invite me. Number one, he doesn't like it. And number two, he's not into it. And number three, he hates it. Not into it at all. I do encourage you. Sometime this weekend, and I haven't looked at the replays, but the two Bills on ESPN last night, 30 for 30, the two Bills, Belichick and Parcells, was outstanding. It was exemplary. The way they caught, without saying, the tension between those two, the little bit of discomfort between those two, describing the past, describing their relationship, their time together, growing up and getting additional jobs, growing up and winning all those Super Bowls, seven Super Bowls between them, going through all of that, I thought was absolutely riveting. That was good. I hope you did not miss that, because that was absolutely outstanding. The two Bills. And everything that they've ever put on those 30 for 30s, I think are good. Now, some of the topics are less interesting than others for me, which would be the same for you, I'm sure. That one last night was one of the best I have seen, period. Absolutely loved it. Gosh, that was good. I will pull that back up. Again, I don't know that I'll be able to do that tonight or this afternoon, but sometime this weekend, maybe I pull that up. Maybe instead of the Super Bowl Sunday, I pull that up and watch it. It was exhilarating. It was so good. Two geniuses like that, particularly more Belichick, just absolute geniuses, was wonderful to watch. All the college basketball this weekend. And here's another note. The second signing period is coming up Wednesday, and we typically do a show like the last few years we've been at Bar Lines, but there's been such a buzzkill with this second signing period, or what we used to be referring to as the only signing period, that I don't think we're going to do much that day other than just do the regular show. We'll cover it. And maybe next year do a show during the early signing period. That's the only thing I can think of, because that must be the wave of the future. I've explained to you several times I don't like the new rule. I think it kills the energy. I think it kills the momentum. To me, it would kill the passion as a fan. Okay? Butch says, sorry if I missed it, Bill, but did you visit the Ray Perkins connection in the two Bills with the Giants? Right. Yep. I mean, it was a brief part of it, but how about the Dom? And I know Ray Perkins is different because Alabama guy, but they're Dom Capers. Did you, if you watched it, was it the last time? Yeah, the last time New England made a run at Belichick. The other guy, and they were about to hire him, they were literally an overnight from hiring him, Dom Capers, not Belichick. How would history be different if they didn't go back after Belichick the second time? First time they told him, good, but we don't think you're ready. Second time they wanted him, trying to get him from the Jets. And Dom Capers, I did not realize this either because, again, I'm not Mr. NFL guy, but Dom Capers is the guy that they thought they were going to get. That was cold right there. Did you hear that? We're by a door and a breezeway where the road is, and when they open the door there, I mean, you get hit with a Santa Claus North Pole Arctic blast from hell. I'm just telling you. Yeah, I saw that, Butch. I did. That was interesting. That's one of those things that I want to go back and watch because there were probably some little nuggets in there that went up over my head. I didn't notice at the time. But I enjoyed that. Yeah, I'm going to go – when it's time to leave here, I'm going to go give the folks my ticket, and then I'm going to go inside and wait to see my car. I'm not waiting outside for it because it's literally – it went from 53 yesterday to about 20 or less, right? I mean, it is brutal. 97.7 down there in the Rocket City. We appreciate them very much. The local mothership where Crazy Charlie spends his magic every day, WNSR, that's where Ty is. Ty's been to that station 50,000 times more than I have. Ty has. I've been there 3 times, I think. Maybe 4. Maybe you can get a prop bet during the Super Bowl. How many times has Bill actually been in studio at WNSR? The prop bet, the over and under is 4. Bet either way, and then Vegas can adjudicate whether you win or not. If you're out cooking today, man, and I tell you, in this weather, I'm not sure about it. Remember, fat side up. And one last note, Lajpa.